Shalom aleichem, sweetest friend. She should be a special friend. Marini Ras Shiklu Nishmas Marisa is the best for Shmuel. Chana Tov Marisa Ben Chana Bas Meir Zev. Harav Hanach Tov Ben Libshar. Marisa Ben Chana Bas Sheva Bas Sara Chaya. Harav Chav Fege Bas Michal Dis Bas Tila Bas Ari Al Tzipora Bas Sara Baruch Hertz Ben Sara Tzipora Bas Shar Chole Yisrael. Thing our series of Shirin the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva based in the Sefer HaTshuva. The Rambam writes that all mitzvahs of the Torah, whether it's essay or less say, if a person is away from one of them, whether it's b'mezer or b'shkog, he needs tshuvin viduri. So the Rambam writes, shigas lo se requires tshuvin vidur. He's talking about a loisa se she'en b'shigas o karban. Kagon b'lav she'en b'y karis. He's just talking about a lav she'esh b'shigas o karban, a lav that if you do it b'shege, you have to bring a karban. That's included in the chavi chatos that the Rambam mentions later on. So the Rambam is talking about a shegeg that he did with did an aveiro that ein b'shigas o karban. Shogeg requires no sacrifice. Shogeg requires no korban. Makar Divrei Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah says it's from the Torah's Kohanim, and in the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol on the Sarah Mishtaleach, there it says, Svei Keseyam, Van Seyam, Mishigoseyam, Inayim. How do you know even on Shogeg you have to say, he has to say Vidui? Talmud Loimer, and they bring a pasuk to that effect. And then they talk about Chayvei Chatos. So you see that Shigas Averet, even if it's not a Chayvei Chatos, he was Misvade. And also we see in Krisus, and Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Amar Al Amar Abayim Yalcha, all of us, Eskol Avonos B'nei Yisrael, Ves B'Shem Lachol Chatoisam. So Chatoim are like Pshayim, Pshayim are Lav B'nei Karban. So to Chatoim, but the Lav B'nei Karban. In other words, even those sins that don't require a Karban, Vidui is nevertheless required. The Ramban, Ala Torah, in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Posik Dalet writes, listen to this, that chayvei esei b'shogeg v'chayvei lois esei b'shogeg she'ein bem korban. If a person is over on a mitzvah esei b'shogeg or a lois esei b'shogeg, if the lois esei does not require a korban, since kiven shelo pireish lemakosuv oinesh rak b'mezid, since the pasuk only says an onesh b'mezid and not b'shogeg, ein aleim, this is the lashon of the Ramban, ein aleim nesias chayt v'ein tzrichem mitzvah klal. There is no nesias chet. They do not bear sin. They do not bear sin, and they don't need ritzui at all. V'lachein, ritzui ha'ola al esei v'loisei nitik lasei hu rak ala mezidim shelehem, she'enu ritzuyim lifnei Hashem. And therefore, when he brings an ola and an esei, or an aloisei nitik lasei that's fixed by an esei, that's only on the mezidim that are not desired before Hashem. Aval ha'shoigeh, Af al pisha chota ritzui Hashem hu. But shogeg, even though he sinned, this person is ratzui lifnei Hashem. Who is not ratzui lifnei Hashem? A person who's over on an essay and a lo se nitik lasei b'mezid. Then he has to bring in oilok. He's not ratzui lifnei Hashem. But a shogeg, even though he sinned, is ratzui lifnei Hashem. That's the chiddush of the Ramban. No bearing of sin, and they don't need to appease their Ribbono Shel Olam. Hu b'chidushei Aran, the Sanhedrin, 84b, who writes, El anira shetam anochom d'shigas lav muter, m'pnei shalei matzinu, sh'onash ha'kosef klal, v'efshad afilu b'dei shemayim, enu b'schayim, there's no punishment in the pasuk, and even b'dei shemayim, there's no punishment. So, the Devrei Ramban v'Aran, we have to say that there's a din miyuchad. We have said before that the Kohen Gadol is misvadan shigagos. So it must be, you have to say according to them, that there's a special din, a bazundere din, of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that he has to do vidui. Shemitoch shemisvadan al kol avoinois. Since they're misvadan, all the sins, misvadan gamken al shigas esev eloitse shein bar karban. The Torah is agav v'groho. Since they're misvade on the sins, they also have to be misvade on shigas asei, and also on a los asei she'en ba karban. That's a special din by them, but in general, no vidui is required. There it's b'derech agav v'groho. V'ayein b'maram Rameir Arik in his Aros and the Ramban, who's mitzayin to the Mendel Shrabo in Vayikra Parashas Heo Samach Gimel, Shemuchar Gamkein the Shigas Lav Boi Kapora. Oh my gosh, we have a medrash that is very clear that Shigas Lav does require a kapara. And in Krisus, when it talks about requiring a kapara, it says there, it says, Avchatoim delav b'nei kapara. You also need kapara for chatoim. And what's that? And what's an example of that? Rashi says, kagon nevela. And there it's talking about a shogeg. And the Gemara says there, you need kapara. Again, that's talking about the Kohen Gadol. It says you need kapara. So it could be that even according to the Ramban and the Ran, even though Shigas Hesed lo say Shem Bakar, Imbun Nesiyah Tzad Mein Tzorach Witzui, nevertheless, Nifra da Dveikus. Nevertheless, the Dveikus has been disrupted, if you will, and therefore, it is necessary to say Vidui and have Kapara. And that's why the Kohen Gadol has to be Misvada on the Seirah Mishtaleach, even on Aseis. And that's what the Tzlach writes about thinking about doing an Aveira. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Manish al Aveira, Hira Aveira, nevertheless, Nifran Advekus, and you can't be Davik B'Shchina if you have a Pugam Achshava. However, it's not Mashma like that in Lashon of Ramban. Hashem Ha'ad Zerotzu Yashemu. He's Rotzu Yilifnei Hashem. Maybe you could be Mechalik between someone who's Rotzu and somebody who lacks Vekus. I mean, you could be Rotzu Hashem, but he still likes Dveikus. Maybe yes, maybe no. In the Sefer Gvura Sari, in Yuma Peyama Beis, Softi Ramasul Chatis Vasha, he was mechaving to the Ramban and saying that an Ola is not coming to be mechaper on Chayvei Esev Shogeg, but rather it's coming to be mechaper on Chayvei Esev Mezid, but Shogegin ain't Sarach LeKaparas Ola. But the Gvura Sari writes, B'tam Adar, again, this is Yuma 85b, Mishum de chayve esse ain't sarach rak tshuva bilvad. Because chayve esse only need tshuva. V'chol shogeg shav v'oimedhu. And every shogeg is in the process of doing tshuva, like we see at the end of Menachos, Kuftes, Koin she'ov, ovad avedizar v'shav, karbon areach nichoyach. There's in the Gemara there, 109b in Menachos, with regard to a Kohen who served in idol worship and repented, his offering in the temple is an aroma-pleasing offering to Hashem and is acceptable. B'mai, in what manner did he serve idol worship? Ilema b'shaygeg. If we say that he served in idol worship unwittingly, what does the Brisa mean that he repented? He is already repentant, as he never intended to sin in the first place. Rather, it is obvious that it's referring to a case of intentional idol worship. In other words, that's what it means, Shav Oymeg. He's already repentant. Why is he already repentant? Because he only did it b'shogeg. So you see that no tshuva is necessary. He's Shav Oymeg. He's already repentant. Shvasyankov writes, the harag b'shegeg kosher le'edus. He says that if somebody kills b'shegeg, he is permitted to be a witness. And he brings a raya from Makkos 11, v'en yotze misham lo le'edus mamon, that a person in the near miklat doesn't leave in order to be made edus mamon. And from this is mashma, that shogeg b'loisisei she'ein bo korban ein tzarich tshuva. That if he did a shogeg for a loisisei that does not have a korban, tshuva is not necessary. Because the Gemara doesn't say that he's pasal eidus. So you see that in theory, he'd be kasher eidus. He doesn't need the mikvah, but in theory he's kasher eidus even though he kept the shaykh. So far we've covered tshuva al shigas esei valosei shem b'karban. Very interesting Ramban we saw. Now we saw the Vuras Ari, who says Shigas Esei should require tshuva, but he's shav v'oimed, like we saw in the Gemara in Menachas. And now we move on to a very, we discussed this in the past, numerous times, and everyone's talked about it. And that is the tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Is Misaasek in Aveira? If somebody doesn't even realize what he's doing and he does an Aveira, is that considered an Aveira? The Rambam writes in the Surah Bia 112, Habal Erba Men Arayis Ki Misaasek Al Bishen Kavanasa Lekach Chayiv V'chein V'chavei Lavin V'shniyos. Somebody's Baal Erva in Arayis Ki Misaasek, he doesn't even realize what he's doing. There's no Kavanah for this. He's Chayiv. And so too, if he has bia with chavei lavin and shnios l'arayos, second grade arayos that are also derabanan. So the Ravid writes in the Magid Mishnah that the Rambam writes chavei lavin and shnios is a mistake, because chavei lavin shovim p'turim hem miklum, the kol shkem shnios. So what do you mean they're chayiv? The misasik, they're p'turim from everything. In the case of Mishnah, so what does the Rambam mean when he says v'chein b'chayvei lavin u'mishnios? So the case of Mishnah is miyashik the Rambam, but what he means is v'chein b'chayvei lavin over alav k'demishalo hisrubo. Sh'av v'pishen olok areyu chayv l'shamayim. And when he says so to chayvei lavin, he's over on alav like the din of somebody who didn't get Asura. But even though he doesn't get Malkus, but he's Chayiv L'Shamayim. And so to Shnius, he's Chayiv L'Shamayim. Even though they don't give him a punishment, be they are though. So you see here, Akhopanim, when it comes to Arayas, when a person's Misasek, it's an Aveira. The Rambam seems to say a Karban, and then the Nosekel and the Ravid and the Magid Mishnah say, what are you talking about? What Karban is this? The Kesef Mishnah says, doesn't mean Karban, it just means he's Chayiv L'Shamayim. So Misasik is Chayv L'Shamayim. Maybe that's Dafka Arayis. Arayis Shekein Nane. Right, like we have by Linen Karban. There's a chilek between Misasik L'Chalavim V'Arayis L'Shar Isirim. Because he's Nane. Right, when it comes to eating and when it comes to sexual relations, there's Hana. So the Mela is not a Misasik. He's Chayv even for Misasik. But a regular case of Misasik, maybe he's Pater. Maybe there's not even an Aveira. Maybe he's Pater L'Shamayim. And again, that's a big give and take in the Achronim. Some say it's Tzadizeh, some say it's Tzadizeh. It is an Aveira, it's not an Aveira if a person's Misasik. Now, what about Ones? The Rambam writes in the Perashah Mishnayis at the end of Yuma that an Ones doesn't require Tshuvan Vidui. Zeh Loshan HaRambam, the Perashah Mishnah. So fuma. Lo shana kasu ki mevi chatas et zarech tshuva, lo shana mevi sadi shalchot aleha, v'kol zesh kshavar v'tsoinoi. Ava ba'oines pater. This whole vidui thing is not thing, but the whole concept of vidui, because Ava the vidui is not apply, does not apply to ones. And Rabbi Yechiel Michal Epstein, Nerech HaShulchan brings the Rambam, like see, he adds on to the Rambam, the Tamadomer. Mishum de Shoige ba meheder zihirus. Vachain nikra chet. Rebbe Vayikra, the Kavanas Chatos Vashamos, Shem ala Shoige, Ksiv kama pa'amen, Chiper ala bakoin mechatos of Nislachlo. Alma, Shakaru yichet, Vitzarech slicha vachaparo, Lafuke oines. The reason is, shoge comes from a lack of vigilance, of being careful, and therefore it's called a sin. And in Vayikra, in the Kavanos Chatos V'Hashamos that are on shoge, it says a number of times, It's called a chet and requires slichin kapara. And that excludes ones, that precludes ones, which is not similar to shogeg and doesn't require tshuva. Okay. What about tchilaso b'pshia v'soifoi ba'ones? Does that require, in other words, it starts off being pshia, it started off that he was negligent, and in the end it wasn't his fault, but it started off with his negligence. So the Rambam writes later, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, ahai. What taka does the Rambam say in Perek Vav Halacha Gimel? The Rambam there says, Lefika, Chazeb Torah B'nei Chazek Azlei Fra'a Lefi Shechata Me'atzmai Tchila, Aliyam Espirish Shazeb Tchila B'rit Sinai. So you're right in the end, God hardened his heart. But what about in the meantime? What about the beginning? The beginning was his bad, and therefore he was punished. So you see, the philosophy of Shiv Sofa Bonus, he gets it. Philosophy of Shiv Sofa Bonus, he gets it. So don't be tchilasa b'pshia, even though in the end you're going to be honest. What about tchilasa bonus for sofa baratzim? What about it the opposite? It starts with onus. And here we're talking about it's begun, it starts with pshia. It starts with negligence, and it ends up it's not his fault. What about if it starts off that it's not his fault, and in the end he has ratzim? That's a famous mark, Subas 51b. Eishes Yisrael shenansa surah l'bayla, because if she was nansa, today people get very offended if you say this, but this is what the Rambam, the Gemara says. She's nanesses. Maybe Metzius has changed, maybe there is none, but in the time of the Gemara anyway, it says maybe Tchilasa b'aynes v'sayfa b'ratzen, and therefore she's the mechshash that was sayfa b'ratzen, she's asked for the baila. And Rava says, no. If it's Tchilasa b'aynes v'sayfa b'ratzen, even if she says, leave him, let him be, I'm enjoying, nevertheless she's muteres, because Yitzra al-Bashay, Ayin Tesis b'avakama, Nem Aleph on the base. Okay. So we learned before that onus doesn't require tshuva. However, the Sefer Pnei Aryeh brings it that the Shittas HaGrah, even onus requires kapar v'dei shamayim. Not because of the etzem achet, but rather because the sin that he did originally caused that the onus came upon him. And therefore, we say in the Vidui of Yom Kippur, so you see that you're confessing even onuses. So that's not like the Rambam. So how's the Gerag and Ishtim with the Rambam? The Rambam says the onus doesn't require a tshuva Vidui. The Gerag says that it does. So maybe the word is, like we said before, to be masik vekus. Maybe the Rambam would agree, I don't know if the Gra is mashugah to the Rambam, the Rambam would agree with the Gra that in order to be masik vekus, still, at the end of the day, he still did something wrong. So to get vekus b'Hashem, he is required to do tshuva and vidu. Now, in the Aruch HaShulchan, we see that the reason Onus doesn't require tshuva is because it doesn't require kapara. What's Lashon Aruch HaShulchan? The Shulchan says, he says, V'chibra lav akoin mechatasu v'nislach lo. By Shogeg, it says that it's called a chayt and requires slichin kapara. And Onus doesn't. And since it doesn't require slichin kapara, it also doesn't require tshuva. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. We see this in the Ramah, Yerudeya, 185.4, that if a woman was mishamish mitasa shelo b'shas vista u'matzach et hashmish dam afilu al eid shelo nikra oynes ve'ein sarich kapara lo hu v'lo hi. So afterwards, there's blood. The man finds blood in himself. So where did that blood come from? It came from her. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's really not good. And yet he doesn't require kapara. Neither him nor her. Why? Because it's onus. Because when were they having this act of relations? Shelo b'shas vista. This was a permitted time. What do you want from them? They did it when they were allowed to do it. So, therefore, no kapara is required because they were onus. And that's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan says, that no kapara is required. You don't need shua because you don't need kapara. And here you see that onus doesn't require kapara. And the shua said the pani me'irois, heishiv bechot shochal oif. He ate some chicken, and afterwards he found one of the 18 treifas. He says, you don't need a kapara. Why? Because he's onus. Brings a raya from Tosfos, Beit Zechof Hei Amud Beis, that you don't require if you did own a bonus. And a raya from Sochem Ayin Aleph on the Beis. That shechtu v'nimtza ba'amum is chayev, but shechtu v'nimtza treifa, b'seiser, if it's a hidden treifa, he's patur mechatlis because he's onus. So onus rachmana patre. Also Mishnah Brura, tafrei shutches hey, brings the name of the binyan tzin, that when they're machil the chol of Yom Kippur, he doesn't require kapara, because onus rachmana patre. And that was the famous maisa in Muncie, about 20 years ago, where there was a seemingly good yid who was a Baal Koire and a Magid Shir for Daf Yomi, and he had a catering hall and he was serving people treifas. Rachman Alitzlan. So there was a whole give and take in the Or Yisrael Torah Journal and elsewhere, I'm sure, whether, I just remembered from there, whether you require onus in such a situation. You have the Panamiris here that says no. It's a great shiur of Mishnah Halachas. A lot of people talk about this. In any event, we have a sifra, Nachremos, that says, "Ein li ela vadeim, sveikosem veonseim." Sveikosem veonseim minayim. What does this mean? So the Zayis Ranan says, "How do you know that you need vidui and kapara, even if you didn't have erebonis?" Sveiko seim bon seim minayin, and then they bring a pasa. Oh boy, so it's unfortunate, the sifra, that onus requires vidui. And in a gloss there, it says that it's lechayram on the sifra. So one of the mefarshim says that lechayram it's mukha from the sifra. That even onus requires kapara. What about the rive the panim iris from Pesachim? That if he shechted an animal and it turns out that it was a hidden onus, a hidden treifa, he doesn't require his putter because he's onus. So he says maybe he's putter mechatas, but he's chayv kapara for the onus. And what? So you're right. There's no chiyuv chatas if it's found to be a treifa. That's the only thing the Gemara is saying. But if but kapara, you need kapara. And what about the din of the Ramah? That onus doesn't require kapara with the tashmish amita, when it turns out she was a nida at the time they were having pia. So the answer is that if we require him to be mechaper, then he's not going to want to be with his wife anymore. You leave a note for a parish. So we don't want that, so we just let him be. I just saw a tshuva the other day from Yer Tinek. One of the rabbis in Tinek wrote a shalat Rav Asher Weiss, which was printed in Mechas Asher. There was a maisa like this, that a woman put her put two mochtachos inside of herself, and then she didn't remember the first one she put in, she only removed the second one, and And then she had Bia, and then afterwards she saw, oh, there was a mochen there, and it's filled with blood, and she didn't know if the bedika was a proper bedika. Kitzer, Rav Asher said to do the Shiva Nikiyam again, and go to mikveh again, and don't feel bad. You feel badly enough, so you don't need to do anything else. And that was it. He didn't require her to fast for 40 days to give $100 million to tzedakah. That was that. Anyway, so there, was she showed, was she honest? She did her best. She just forgot. People are people. Al Kopanim, we remain with the question of the from the Sifra. But the Sifra seems to say clearly that vidui is required for onus. So what is the Panim Iros going to do with that? Again, the Raya from the Ramah rejected because they were onus, but we don't want the man to be poirish. So we let him off the hook and without kapara. And the Raya from the carbon from the treifa, it's not a Raya there. There's no chi of carbon, but that's what it means. It's pater from a carbon if he brings a treifa, but not the chas shalom that no kapara is required. Kapara is required, and again, because it says in the sifra, and the elavadayim svekein von sam. So what do we do with the sifra? So does onus require kapara? Does onus not require kapara? And amirta Hashem, in the next year, hopefully we will see a resolution to this problem, and we have mamish a velt yet to talk about. So please stay tuned, and this is going to be awesome. I'm so excited. I love Hilchos Tshuva. It's mamish amazing. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Later we shall continue.